Shut up and sit down.
Welcome to the Rethinking Football Podcast, where we discuss player development with players, world-renowned scouts, professional football academy directors, coaches, and others. We will use Spain's model and compare it to other national governing bodies in other countries. At the end of each podcast, we will update our theory of change to improve player development worldwide using indicators, best practices, and our own research, along with the opinions and expertise of our guests. Today's episode features an interview with Manuel Romero. Romero was head of scouting for Real Madrid in Catalonia, Spain. He has discovered and scouted hundreds of youth players who have reached professionalism in La Liga and other elite leagues. Some of the people he discovered include Kiko Casillas of Real Madrid, Dani Jarque of RCD Espanyol, Aleix Vidal from Barcelona FC, and Mariano Diaz of Olympique Lyon. Romero talks about what he looks for in players and what it takes to become an elite player.
Romero joins us from Barcelona, Spain, and we will speak to him through an interpreter. Welcome to Rethinking Football. This is part one of a three-part interview. I am Dawn Brown. Today, we will be discussing the indicators that make Spain an ideal player development environment, as well as an elite league in all tiers at the senior level. Welcome, Romero. Let's start today with talking a little bit about your background.
Bueno, llevo casi 10 años enfermo de ese deporte, llevo toda la vida dedicado a él, la verdad es que no sabría estar un día sin fútbol.
Well, I would say I'm addicted to this sport. I've dedicated my whole life to it, and the truth is that I couldn't live a day without football, and that I'm not used to being without football.
En el equipo de mi pueblo, como todo el mundo, de ahí me fichó un equipo de...
Like everyone else, I started playing and training in my town. After that, I was hired by a team that is a famous developing academy from Spain, especially in Catalonia, named Mercantil de Sabadell, where many players have come from who reached elite level and gone professional. I was there 10 years. Then I signed with Real Club Deportivo Espanyol, and in 95 we got the World Championship in Manchester, beating Borussia Dortmund 2-0. And that year I signed with Real Madrid, where I was working for the following 20 uninterrupted seasons as Chief of Scouting in Catalonia for Real Madrid.
You have a lot of experience, Romero, and based on your experience, I'd like for you to explain to us what makes the system in Spain superior to others.
Bueno, aquí se juntan varios factores. Uno, en España hay mucha afición al mundo del fútbol.
Well, here are several factors. In Spain, fans are well educated in the sport of football. And in the schools, one of the primary games that children play is football when they go out to recess and so on. But it is also true that in the wake of our country's success, especially the last few years that Spain won a world championship, people working in the field try to get better every day. Many more coaches became more studious, everyone has become more interested in informative training, and competitions are hard. It also influences that we have La Liga, the best in the world, with the best players of the moment being Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. Thus, many things come together, many things that influence our growth. It is also true that so far is perhaps the sweetest moment of Spanish football because everyone protects its development academy system, which in the past was not a priority. Everyone wants to have the best players from an early age. In short, I think we are in the most magical moment. Of the years that I've dedicated to the sport, now is when better and more things are being done so that tomorrow the talent our youth has gets developed in the best conditions and result in more elite footballers.
That's great. So let's talk a little bit about the promotion and relegation system that they use in Spain. And I know that they start as early as U8 and up through U18 in the academy system, with a separate promotion and relegation system even from the first team and the professional teams. Can you talk about how that impacts on the professionalism and the path that youth follow to a professional career?
La organización de la competición es muy importante porque ya los niños desde pequeños empiezan a darse cuenta de que tienen que para desarrollar su talento no puede ir sin ese sentido eso de esfuerzo. Se tienen que esforzar.
The organization of the competition is very important because children begin to realize from an early age that they cannot develop their talent without conscious effort. You have to make an effort if you want to compete. Then, as you said, all our categories have promotion and relegations. And each game has a prize by way of points. Apart from making the competition more legitimate, it makes the child grow with that competitive gene, which is apparent when they become professionals. The world has noticed in recent years, since Spain has won the World Cup. But not just that. Real Madrid has won the last two European championships, and before that, Barcelona won. Sevilla has also won the Europa League. Our under 21 team has also won in Europe. And that culture, that education system based on the formation of talent development together with competitiveness, has turned Spain into a world power in the field of football. And puts us at a level only a few countries can claim. For example, before Brazil was the place where the best players came from, and now there are teams in Spain and Germany that are doing good work. And we do not have very much to envy anymore from the likes of Brazil. I say that each game should have a reward or disappointment because that makes the child begin to learn to compete from an early age. Then the child experiences the sport and everything the child works on, and it increases the child's interest in improving. I think that an organized competition with relegation and promotion for youth levels should be part of the base in the United States because it would raise the level of professionalism to the level basketball is in that country.
I think another thing that's important to note within the system in Spain is that you don't just draw talent from the top teams or the biggest name teams like the Real Madrids and Barcelonas of the world, but you also look to the smaller and lesser known teams for talent as well. I know that you recruited or you've scouted Dani Jarque, and I know that he is one of the most symbolic players in the history of Arce de Espanol. Talk to us a bit about your experience with him and helping him to in his career.
Really, the one who signed him was my boss, José Manuel Casanova, may he rest in peace. But I went to evaluate him because he sent me. He played in a neighborhood team of Saint Boi de Llobregat in a team called Cooperativa. I went to see him, and I remember that day. He played wearing the number 6 as a midfielder. Well, I went to see him because José Manuel Casanova sent me, and he trusted what I said about the kid. Then he went to see him and certified my reports, and the matter was closed. The truth is that he was a charming kid, a good kid, and there is proof. At every Espanol game, at the 21st minute, the whole stadium ovates his legacy. They honor him, and now that time is called the Dani Jarque Minute. The members of the rival team usually applaud, too. He was a very humble kid.
Andrés Iniesta, que era uno de sus mejores amigos y uno de los símbolos del Barcelona, un jugador
Think about the rivalry between Espanyol and Barcelona. Despite that, Andres Iniesta, who was one of his best friends and a symbol of Barcelona, when he scored the goal that gave Spain the world championship against Holland, he was wearing a shirt underneath that dedicated the win to Danny Harker. And that shows that in the most hidden place there can be an elite player. There may be a player like that because all over the world, every kid has to start somewhere. Then youth players are acquired by bigger formative academies from the more humble teams. And when they reach these formative academies, they are more visible to elite scouts because that is where we usually find professional talent for our teams. In a way, the process traditionally works like that. The professional teams rely on those talent pools from formative academies that develop players well. In Spain, there are many, many, many non-professional teams that work very well with these talent pools that only compete in the youth categories until the age of 18. And after that, there are professional teams that acquire these players. The truth is, when you sign a player from a more anonymous team, as in the case of Harke, and that player becomes legendary in the way he has become at Espanyol, it brings great satisfaction to the work that I do.
We will continue talking about the Spanish development system with Romero after this.
If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to subscribe. Visit our website at www.prospectsss.com. That's prospectsss.com, and follow us on Twitter at RethinkingF.
Welcome back to Rethinking Football. We are talking to Manuel Romero about what makes the Spanish player development system arguably the best system in the world. Romero joins us from Barcelona, Spain, and we will speak to him through an interpreter.
But the process is always the same. The child starts playing at school. From school, he goes to the team closest to his home. When he stands out in his team, a stronger development academy signs him. And when they are ready in the formative academies that specialize in development, the scout appears to evaluate the child and try to sign him for elite teams. And here at the beginning, when I started my work in Real Madrid, the concept of the scout was not so widespread. But today, even other elite teams that aren't at the level of Barcelona or Real Madrid have scouts all over the world. In Spain, for example, now English Premier League teams have scouts throughout the country. It's rare a major club that does not have a scout in Spain. And it's common to go to different games and have a scout from Arsenal in Spain or a scout of Liverpool in Spain because they've realized that we are a world power for players. It also helps when a player leaves and succeeds, as it happened in his day, Fabregas, with Arsenal. They took a boy from here in Spain, and he played at Arsenal and has become one of the prominent figures of the club. Well, in short, this is how the process of how a player can get from nowhere to the elite and become a professional and be on an important team. Then, of course, to get there, he has to have met a series of conditionals. That is the purpose of scouts like me, to take a chance on players according to the conditions we see and the positions we seek. Because, of course, in football there are 11 playing, and each position has its characteristics. Good luck is a factor, too. Many times also in teams, we do not move to sign a player because on a given day we need a midfielder, and maybe we will go evaluate a midfielder, and we find a forward that is very good. It has happened to me sometimes that I've gone to see a game to evaluate a particular boy, and I liked another one that I did not even know existed.
You talked about Danny Harke. For our listeners, you can see pictures of Andres Iniesta and the memorial wall for Danny Harke at RCD Espanyol Stadium on our website. Romero, let's talk about some of the contemporary players you have discovered that some of our young listeners may be more familiar with. People like Aleix Vidal in FC Barcelona and Kiko Casilla in Real Madrid.
Pues por ejemplo, ahora del que está en la primera plantilla, está ahora mismo
Well, for example, now one player who is in the first team for Real Madrid is Kiko Casillas, who is the substitute for Keylor Navas. Now, his status is second keeper of the first team, but he's been the protagonist of all the successes of Madrid in recent years. He's gone from winning the Champions League to winning La Liga and the Club World Cup. He is Keylor's substitute, but he is always there, and when he has his chance, he has met expectations.
This concludes this episode of Rethinking Football. Join us for the next episode as we discuss the approach elite scouts use to identify talent in a country saturated with talent at every senior level with Manuel Romero.
To access the transcript of this podcast and other archives, please visit our website, www.prospectsss.com, and click on Podcasts. That is prospectsss.com. If you enjoyed this show, subscribe to get the latest episodes directly to your device. This episode is brought to you by the Cerdanya Cup, the most prestigious international tournament of the summer. For more information, visit cerdanyacup.com. That's CERDANYA cup.com. This episode is also brought to you by PSS International Academy. Research shows that in sports, the one thing that works and makes lower performing players better is immersion. To learn about our programs and how you can play federated football in Spain, visit prospectsss.com and click on International Academies. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at RethinkingF. Rethinking Football's theme song, Actionable, is courtesy of densound.com.